Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
Carbon dioxide isn't the only greenhouse gas that comes from cows. There's methane as well, and it's 20 times more damaging to the atmosphere than CO2. That's why Swedish scientist Jan Bertelsson is trying to measure just how much methane comes from cows, and it takes some doing. Dr. Bertelsson joins us from his lab at the Swedish University for Agricultural Sciences in Uppsala. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hello.
How do you measure the methane from a cow?
You can do it by putting them into an airtight room and collect everything that comes out from them, but that's laborious and costly and so on. But there is a method where we use tracer gas. We let out a specified amount of sulfuric chloride, and we can calculate how much methane is produced. But we are collecting the gas all the time near the nose of the animal. We have a special collar around the head of the cow where we collect the gas.
You're getting the gas from the cow's nose?
Nose, yes. Because 95% of the gas comes from the nose. Only 5% come from the back of the cow.
Yeah, I would have thought, actually, that most of it would have come from the other route.
No, it's that what people think in general.
So what produces the methane? I mean, all cows have to eat.
Yeah, it's when they digest their feed. In their stomach, no oxygen, and in that procedure, there is bound to be formed methane because there are certain microbes in the rumen of the cow.
Well, are there things that the cows eat that produces more or less methane?
In general, we think that it's grass and grass products would probably give a little more than grain or like corn or that sort of thing. So, in fact, one of the things we are looking into is feeding more grass products will give more methane. And especially we have in this country a large interest for organic production. And in that sort of production, more grass is fed to the cows. And one suspicion is that that might give more methane, and that's something we want to check.
How often do cattle belch?
They do it all the time because they spend a lot of their days on eating and chewing. So I would say that at least 2/3 of the day they will spend on chewing and ruminating. And all that time there will also be gases let out from their stomachs. Because if they don't, sometimes if it's blocked in some way or another, then the animal is in danger. She will, in the end, she will die if she can't get rid of all these gases.
Who's interested in your research?
There is a demand from the trade. They want to label their products on that they have a good effect on the environment. And also the Environment Protection Agency in this country, they want to report emissions or greenhouse gases, and they want accurate figures on this from animals and from agriculture.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Dr. Bertelsson. It's a real pleasure.
Nice to talk to you.
Jan Bertelsson studies burping cows at the Swedish University for Agricultural Sciences in Uppsala, Sweden.